This is Fresh Air. Columbia Records has released volume 17 of its official Bob Dylan bootleg series. This one is titled Fragments, Time Out of Mind Sessions, 1996 to 1997. And it provides an extensive new look at one of Dylan's most acclaimed albums, the Grammy-winning Time Out of Mind. Rock critic Ken Tucker says, this package of five CDs offers a wealth of new ways to experience some of Dylan's most moving music.
Some of us turn off the lights and we live in the moonlight shooting by. Some of us scare ourselves to death in the dark to be where the angels fly.
When Time Out of Mind was released in 1997, it was Bob Dylan's first album of original material in 7 years. He'd just turned 56 and had survived a serious heart problem health scare. In interviews, Dylan and producer Daniel Lanois admitted to a long, often contentious recording process that took place in California and Florida. By the time the collection won Album of the Year at the 1998 Grammys, the narrative around Time Out of Mind had gelled. Here was Dylan's comeback, his Don't Count 'Em Out resurgence.
Every step of the way, we walk the line. Your days are numbered, so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we scream. We're all boxed in, nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle, more games to play. Trapped in the heart of it, gotta get away. I was raised in the country, been working in the town. Been in trouble since I set my suitcase down. Got nothing for you.
That's Mississippi, a song that was left off Time Out of Mind. It eventually appeared on 2001's Love and Theft in a tame B-movie western version. Here, however, with the organ of Augie Myers and the slide guitar of Cindy Cashdollar greasing the melody, it's a slinky roadhouse blues. This collection, Fragments, contains 5 discs, including a remix of the original album and many outtakes and alternate versions. There's 1 disc devoted to live performances. Some of these are very rough. On 1 or 2, you can overhear people in the audience talking to each other. You can also hear Dylan really enjoying being on his so-called never-ending tour, hurling himself into these performances. The version of Till I Fell in Love with You, recorded in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 1998, is raw and funny, very rock and roll-y, with a great instrumental section in its center. The more you listen to Dylan working changes on what were then fresh new songs for him, the old way of hearing Time Out of Mind falls away. This isn't about Dylan and Lanois trying for a comeback or a hit or a Grammy Award. I mean, it is, it probably was, but who cares about any of that now? The songs outlast and exceed their initial framework. Time Out of Mind is an album about effort, about work, about trying hard, laboring to be understood and to be loved. In song after song, Dylan is walking down a dirt road, trying to get to a lover, but she's a million miles away. Or he's 20 miles out of town in cold irons bound, but he's not giving up. He's transfixed by earthly love, even as he's trying to get to heaven. He's sick of being in love, but he's helplessly enthralled to it. He has a long talk with a waitress in a roadside diner that only convinces him he has to continue to try. And so he keeps on, in a song that didn't make the album, marching to the city.
Snowflakes are falling on my head. Lord have mercy, they feel heavy as lead. I've been hit too hard, and I've seen too much. Nothing can heal me now but your touch. Once I had a pretty girl, she did me wrong. I'm marching to the city bus, and the road ain't long.
The atmosphere Dylan and Lanois achieved remains eerie and vital, a rhythm that skeletons might dance to in a graveyard, using a few discarded bones for percussion. Dylan, with his cryptkeeper rasp, has the last laugh.
Ken Tucker reviewed Fragments, Time Out of Mind sessions from the Bob Dylan bootleg series. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's tribute to Burt Bacharach featuring two interviews with him, or with costume designer Ruth E. Carter, who's nominated for an Oscar for Wakanda Forever, or Yannick Nezet-Séguin, conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera, who put together a playlist for us of pop, hip-hop, and classical music that inspires him, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And for a look behind the scenes at Fresh Air, subscribe to our free newsletter. You'll find the link on our website, freshair.npr.org.